discussed a few halachot in the laws of Birkat Kohanim. The first halacha is a case where a person is praying the lahash, the silent amidah, along with the hazan. The hazan is saying the hazara. And there's somebody reading the amidah with him, word by word. And he gets to atof shem chalukhaneh lehodot with the hazan. Now the Kohanim go up. So the halakha says the person in the lahash stops and listens to the Birkat Kohanim and he answers Amen to the Birkat Kohanim. He answers Amen. Because since he's in the place of the Kohanim in the Amidah, so he can answer Tevi Yishmerecha, Tevi Choneka, and Shalom. Those three Aminim. Of course he does not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo in the Amidah, but the Aminim, yes. There's a big machloket between Hacham ben Sion alav shalom, Yibadel Hachaim Hacham Uvadya, if the fellow could answer the beracha of the Kohanim. Hacham ben Sion says he does not answer Amen to that beracha when he's in the Lahash. Hacham Uvadya Yabiya Omer Chalekhet says indeed he answers Amen to that beracha and he brings the ayot. The Maaseh can rely on Hacham Uvadya in this case to say four aminim, to the beracha, to bishmerecha, bichoneka, and shalom. That's the first halacha. Second halacha is to the kohanim. The halacha says that when they go up, they answer modim to the banan, and after they answer modim, they say a special yiratzon. Yiratzon, shetehe beracha zu, shesefitanu, lebarech temchaseh beracha shelema, v'loyeba, etc., etc. Me'ata v'ad olam. They're supposed to say this Yiratzon slow, so when the Hazan says Atov Shulchal Chana Ele Hodot, and the Kal answers Amen, that the Amen is going on Atov Shulchal Chana Ele Hodot, and the Amen of the Kohanim to this Yiratzon. This is important for the Kahal to know that. The Shef Kavana, when they answer Amen to Atov Shulcha, it's also on this Yiratzon that the Kohanim are making. Furthermore, after the Kohanim finish the beracha, they make a special tefillah to Bona Olamim. Asita ma shegazarta lanu alenu. Ase ata ma sheftachtanu. Hashkifa mimeon kodshecha. Etc. Barech l'chabcha Yisrael. They're supposed to say this to Bona Olamim slow enough, so when the Hazan says a mevarech et amo Yisrael b'shalom, when the Kahal answers Amen, it's going on the beracha of this and the beracha of the Kohanim. So the question is, what about on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim? Because after the Birkat Kohanim, we have Atem Adibekim Bashem Elokechem, Hayom Te'amesenu, Hayom Te'barechenu. You're going to tell the Kohanim to read it backwards. How slow can they read it until they get to Sim Shalom? So there the Poskim writes, brought down by Chesed Ha'Alafim, that in that case, the Kohanim should not say the Ribon HaOlamim until the Hazan starts Sim Shalom, but a little after. Because even in the Sim Shalom, you have Sefer Chaim, Berachah V'Shalom, a little extra. So therefore, in that case, they should pause and wait until the end of Sim Shalom to start the Rebbeinu Halim in order to coincide the Amen of Sim Shalom with the end of this Berachah.